Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for your presence in our midst. Lord of glory, we thank you that you said where two or more, two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you as you guide us through the word of life this morning, the words of our Lord Jesus. Thank you as you guide us through, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding, the knowledge, and faith to believe, even as we hear you speak to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we won't live here the same way as we have come into your presence. For, Lord of glory, as we have come, we speak your word unto you, and they are yea and amen in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory for this fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Please, let's read Matthew chapter 18. And let's take it from verse 18 to 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. And we thank God that we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God. We are gathered in the name of the Son of God, and his name is Jesus Christ. We give God all the glory that we are privileged to be gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he says, not only is he here in our midst, he says, if we agree on earth as touching anything, that if we ask him anything in agreement with his word, for the word of God from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James and translations patterned after it, is the word of agreement. Remember Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, can the two walk together unless they be agreed? And we have also seen it in 1 John chapter 5, that the word of God is the word of agreement. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they agree in one according to the word of God from Genesis to Revelations. And we, that we have been called into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, the kingdom of God's own dear Son, we have to know that it is the same word of God from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, that is the word of agreement. That is what we bring before him as we are gathered and he's in our midst, and it is the word of God we speak to him. In other words, there's agreement. We are agreeing with our Lord Jesus based on his word, and this very words, they are also the word of agreement in heaven. And so it is not just bringing our own words to him. No, it is his own words. And so again, where two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus, he's in the midst of them. And so he's in our midst. We are gathered in his name, and he's in our midst. We are not gathered in the name of pastor or a human being. No, we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, The name of the Son of God is Jesus Christ. And so we are gathered every time we are gathered to pray or to fellowship anything in this church, in, you know, in the gathering of the saints, it is always the name of Jesus that we are gathered. In actual fact, as we are gathered in the name of Jesus, heaven too is gathered with us. You will be amazed. The angelic host, the host of heaven, for there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit, we have to understand. And it is the same Spirit, the Lord. We are gathered with heaven even in this place. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 12. And so the Lord is making us to go through these basic things so that we understand when we come to church, we are not just coming for coming's sake. No, we have come to fellowship with Jesus. We may not see him, but he's here in our midst. And we have come to also fellowship with heaven. And so we have to understand the church of the firstborn, we are part of it, and also heaven is part of the church of the firstborn. And so it is a glorious thing to understand these things so that we can benefit from him. For he's gathered here, he's in our midst for a purpose. To fellowship with us, to help us, to sort out things for us. He wants to hear his words from our mouth, for those are the words of covenant. Remember Isaiah chapter 59 verses 20 and 21 says there that his covenant with us is his word. His covenant with us is his word. The word of God, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, they are the words of the covenant. And he says, these words should not depart out of our mouths. In other words, when we come before him to fellowship with him, those are the words of agreement. Those are the words that we should speak to him, the very words from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, the word of God, speak before him. That is the word of agreement. He says it must not depart from our mouths. And one thing we have to understand, if the word of God will not depart from our mouth, then there is a great key we have to understand. It has to first be in our heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We're not talking about parotic quotation, you know, repeat after me. No, it is you and I speaking the word of God out of our bellies by the Holy Ghost through our mouths unto the Son of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 12. Are we there? And so again, let's understand the whole purpose, the spiritual meaning of the things we do, so that we're able to partake of these things. We have said it, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. So the Spirit of our Lord Jesus is in our midst, is the same glory. We have Jesus in our midst. The name of the Son of God is Jesus, and he's in our midst. Please let's read Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22 to 24. Please let's go. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So you see the whole purpose of church. And remember, it is one spirit. We are one spirit with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So right now, as we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, heaven is gathered with us. Look at it, verse 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. So they are holding fellowship with us too as well. The Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For we have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an immutable company of angels. So heaven is fellowshipping with us right now. We have to truly understand these basic things so that we understand the purpose of coming to church. And we give him all the glory. Please let's flip back to Hebrews 11 and let's look at verse 6. We have to understand we have come to Jesus Christ. You have seen it, the mediator of the new covenant. We have come to him. He says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And so he's here in our midst. But let's look at how to proceed further. He's here in our midst. We are gathered together with him. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Please, let's go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's go again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Remember, Jesus is the Son of God. And so, without faith, it is impossible to please Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom we have come. He is here in our midst. For he that cometh to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's in our midst. We have come to him. But we have to believe that he is. And that is the key. And so the title of today's message, he that comes to Jesus must believe that he is. He that comes to Jesus must believe that he is. We thank God that anytime we are gathered in the name of Jesus, he's here in our midst, for he is faithful to his word. But have we made sure we benefited from the presence of the Lord? And that is what we have to learn, how to receive, how to have Jesus' involvement in every area of our lives, how to have help from him, how to be one who is living in his presence. And so again, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is impossible to please Jesus who is in our midst. For he that cometh to God, he that cometh to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He has come unto us, he's in our midst, and he has daily benefits for you and I. He has prepared his table of blessings. He has the book of the will of God, the book of truth. He has it in his hands, waiting for us to make demand, to speak his very own words out of a heart of faith. And so again, but without faith, it is impossible to please our Lord Jesus Christ, who is in our midst, the Son of God. We have to understand faith is a condition of the heart. Faith is the condition of the heart. For faith that comes as we hear the word of God flows into our heart. And we use that faith to believe God. In other words, we believe in our heart. Faith helps us to believe God from the heart. For the scripture is quite clear. Please let's open to Romans chapter 10, verse 10. And we will see therein that we believe with our heart, and then we confess with our mouth unto salvation. In other words, the word of God cannot flow from our mouth if we don't first believe it in our heart. For when we believe the word of God in our heart, the word of God is put in our heart by the Spirit of God. The moment we believe the word of God is put in the heart. The very words that we believe is put in the heart. And so we see Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So anything we want to ask the Lord Jesus according to his word, any scripture, it has to first be in our heart, and how we meditate on it at home. So you now see a great key. When we know that we are going to come to church on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or Friday day, we have to prepare our hearts. How do we prepare our hearts? Making sure we study the word of God daily so that faith can come into the heart, and faith will help us to believe the very words that we are studying at home under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of faith. So you see, if we are not studying the word of God at home daily under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, we are not preparing our hearts. We are shortchanging ourselves. So you see that anytime the Lord wants to visit the Jews in the desert, he will ask them to make preparation for his coming down to visit. And so it is the same thing too. We have to prepare our hearts by faith. We have to allow faith to prepare our hearts. We have to allow faith to prepare our hearts. And how? By studying the word of God daily. The just shall live by faith. And by faith, we have to please him. In other words, we allow the work of faith in our lives. And I tell you, if we are not studying the word of God daily and also come to church daily, the time of service, we come to church, we allow the Holy Ghost to guide us, we make sure we hear the word of God. We are attentive to his word. Even right now, we incline the ears. We allow the Holy Ghost to teach us. Then faith will flow. For the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. So you can see again the belief in the heart. Faith helping us to believe the very words of God that we are hearing so that we can speak. Faith will help us to believe. Faith will also help us to speak. Also, faith will put the words of faith that we are hearing and we believe in the heart. And so, that is how we bring words to Him. We bring words into the presence of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and we speak these very words from our heart unto Him. And so we see a very great key. If we are not studying the Word of God daily, we are not preparing our hearts. And so we just come like that and go like that. It is your responsibility to prepare your heart. It is my responsibility to prepare my heart. Anytime I want to fellowship with my God, my heart has to be prepared. Faith has to be in my heart. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the evidence, or when faith is there, we know the heart believes. We know the heart believes the Word of God. We know the heart believes the Son of God according to the Word of God. And that is a great key we have to understand. It is a key that we cannot miss out in coming before the Son of God who is in our midst. Our hearts has to be prepared. And that is the work of faith. Faith will help us to believe the very words that we are going to speak with Him or to Him. And if we are not studying the Bible at home, even if it's one verse, then forget it. We just come and go, no faith. And remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we have to understand that without faith, even though He's in our midst, individually we cannot meet with Him. If you, as an individual, if you don't have faith in the heart because you've not been doing the right preparation at home, you've not been studying the Bible, even if it's one verse, you have no faith, then you cannot meet with Him. He is spirit. So faith in the heart will enable the heart, which is also spirit, to commune, to talk to the Son of God who is spirit. And so you see why without faith it is impossible to please God. Excuse me. So, you have to understand, anytime we're here, deep has to call unto deep. Your spirit man has to talk to the spirit of Jesus who is in our midst. But without faith, you cannot even talk. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you don't believe He's here in our midst, you won't be able to talk with Him. And that is also the work of faith. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. So if you don't believe according as it is written, you won't be able to speak by faith to the one who is in our midst. In that case, you just came in, you have not met with Him. And so we have to understand these basic things. Please let's open to John chapter 5. And let's zero down to verses 38 to 40. And we will understand as we read these verses that the belief of the Word of God and recognizing, in other words, aligning the Word of God to the Son of God, who is the Word of God, and His name is Jesus Christ, the name of the Son of God who is in our midst. Aligning the scriptures to Him is very important, for when we are talking about believing that He is, we have to understand that we believe that according as the scripture says concerning Him, so is He, and according as the scripture says of Him, so does He. Everything the scriptures says God did in the Old Testament, we have to align it to the Son of God. For He is the one, the Lord. He is the one, and it is already spoken of that He is the Son of God, the Lord to come. And these are things we have to really look at so that it will help us to fellowship with Him who is in our midst. The person in our midst, we can't see Him with the physical eyes, but He's in our midst. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the Son of God. The name of the Son of God is Jesus Christ. He's not just the name of a human being. No, the name of the Son of God in our midst is Jesus Christ. And so again, if we don't believe on Him according as He is written, we won't be able to fellowship with Him. We won't be able to speak the words of Himself to Him, and we won't be able to receive anything from Him. For without faith it is impossible to please Him. He that cometh unto Jesus Christ, the Son of God, must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The reward. If you look through the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, you will see the rewards of Christ. Everyone that sought Him, believing Him according as He is written, received rewards from Him. They received healing, breakthroughs. They received liberty. They were fed in the desert. They received great and mighty things because that they believe that He is, and that He does everything the scripture says He does. And this is what we have to understand it to help us. Please let's read John chapter 5 from verse 38 to 40. And you have not His word abiding in you, for whom He hath sent, him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. See a key, because they believe not what is written concerning him, they could not come to him to receive life. Part of the rewards of Christ is life, fullness, his grace, his might, his help. They could not come unto him because they believe not on him. And we have to truly understand that the person we have come and gathered unto is the Son of God, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's a great key we have to understand. If we truly search the scriptures, we will see the handiwork of God, creator of heaven and earth. Right from Genesis, you see how he made all what we see and cannot see. And if we continue, we will see how he flooded the earth, and Noah received his reward. If we continue, we will see how he helped Abraham, how he helped Isaac. All these are his rewards because they believed on him according as it is written. And if you go on, see how he helped Jacob, Joseph, David, countless things, miracles he did. Everything he did. Please, let's open to Psalm 57 and verse 2. It says it better. Remember when Abraham was without any child, whom did he ask? He asked the Lord. He said, I have no heir. And the Lord gave him a son. Hannah cried out to him. He went into his temple the same way we are gathered. Hannah went to pray to God, and the Lord blessed her. The rewards of the Lord are tremendous. Please, let's read Psalm 57. Let's look at verse 2. Please, let's go. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Please, let's go again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Now, look at that. I will cry unto God Most High. And we are here doing the same thing, for he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Not to cry, you know, crying out as we do in the flesh, but by the Spirit. How do we cry out? By the Spirit, speaking the word of God that we believe from our hearts. And so you see how they all sought him based on what they knew according as it is written, and they spoke the words of him back to him. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 59. And you will see a great key. They took to him words, the words that they believed. Everyone that sought him in the old, based on what they knew concerning him. And what they knew is what they believed in the heart. And they spoke this same belief from their heart out to him. And it's the same thing. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is the same thing speaking to our Lord from our heart, his very words. Isaiah chapter 59, please let's read verses 20 and 21. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Remember, we read Hebrews chapter 12. We have come unto where? Unto Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12, from verses 22 to 24, we have come unto Mount Zion, and here, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And so again, we see a key. The heart must contain the word of God. Truth must be in our heart so that we speak unto him. Whether we are praying at home, he is there with us. And in the congregation of the saints, he's here in our midst. We speak the words of himself that is in our hearts to him. Please let's open to Colossians chapter 3. Let's read verse 16. Please let's go. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Please let's go again. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. See a key there? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And so you can see when the word of Christ, the word of God is in our hearts, that is also faith. For the word of God is also called the word of faith. And so, you and I have to understand, we will help ourselves. Jesus is always with us. He's always in our midst. He's in our homes. He said he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. Jesus is always with us. So why are we not asking him for help? Why are we not always looking to him? Just as Jehoshaphat, the king, he had all the armies with him. He was a mighty man, but in time of trouble, he did not look to himself. He did not look to the strong men that he had. He did not look to all the chariots. No, he looked to Jesus. He looked to the Lord God because he knew his God. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploits. It is what you know of the Lord Jesus according as he is written that you will believe by faith. And it is what you know you will speak to Jesus by faith. And so, at home, at church, he's always in our midst. He's always with us. He says he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. And so Christ will never fail. Christ has never failed. He made the sun. He made the earth. The sun is still there and the moon is still there. Christ will never fail. So it is you and I that have failed to speak words of faith to him. And we have failed to speak words of faith to him because we don't have his words in our mouth. And we have failed to have his words in our mouth because we don't have his words in our heart. And we have failed to have his words in our heart because we have not been looking into the scriptures at home. One verse a day is more than enough. For remember, he says, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be so unto you. In the name of Jesus. And so it is you and I. We don't know Jesus according as he is written. And so we cannot speak to him. For we cannot trust or come to the person whom we don't know. We have read that in John chapter 5. And also, we have to understand, if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to also teach us, we cannot come to him by faith, for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of faith. We cannot speak words of faith. Christ has not failed. It is you and I, we have failed ourselves. And so, we have to understand basic things that Christ is always with us. He's in our midst. We have to speak his words. He has said, those are the words of his covenant. We have to speak them before him. We have to speak them before him. Please, let's open to John chapter 14. Let's first look at verses 12 and 1. Okay, let's start with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So, in all the situations of life, Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Remember, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please Jesus. For they that come to him must believe that he is. And here we're saying, believe also in me. Let's drop down to verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. See a key. Believing on him is linked with the works that he does. All the miracles, all the favors, all the help, right from Genesis, the works of Christ, they're so clear in the Bible. Before he was made manifest in the flesh, we see all his works in the Old Testament. When he was made manifest in the flesh, we see all his works in the New. And after he left the earthen vessel, we still see all his works till the end of the Bible. Now, see a key. Believing on him and the works. The works. Those are the works of God. Those are the works of the Son of God. You have to believe that the name of the Son of God is Jesus Christ. You have to believe that he is Son of God. God the Son. Everything his Father does, so does he. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to the Son of God. He is the power of God. You have to believe he can feed everyone on the face of the earth. If there's famine, he can move mountains. He can recreate a new heaven and earth. With Jesus, all things are what? Possible. You have to go through and be seen. Look at how from the rock came water to feed a whole nation in the desert. See how he rained quail beds and also manna from heaven to feed a whole nation. That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. See how he fed Isaiah for, Elijah for 3 years. He fed him. And the widowed woman, he fed him too. That is Jesus for you. You have to see the handiwork, the works of Christ. See how he healed. And yet, all of them received all these things done because they believed on him according as he is written. We read Psalm 57, verse 2. I will cry out to God who performs all things for me. Do you know that scripture, all those who came to him in his days in the earthen vessel, they believed and they were crying out to him. Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of David, help me. Every one of them, they knew those scriptures. He sent his word and healed them. They knew, speak the word, Lord Jesus, and it is so. They knew it is the Son of God, the Messiah. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 9. Let's look at verses 27 to 31. Matthew 9. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. See a key? Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Let's put our hands there. Let's open once more to Psalm 57, verse 2. Let's read it again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. And here we have these two blind men crying out unto God because they believed. Only God does the things that he did in the earthen vessel. They knew that the Messiah to come is the Son of God. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 9. Let's look at these verses and we will come back to the two blind men so that we know how to approach our Lord Jesus. We will have confidence, assurance in his presence. We will come boldly with faith unto him, knowing that he still does the same thing. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God, he changeth not. Please let's look at Isaiah chapter 9. Let's read verses 6 to 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so again, you see, the Messiah to come is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Underline that. This is the word of the Lord, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you see why they called him the Son of David, for he sits on the throne of David. He's from the lineage of David in the flesh. And so again, we see the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Please let's flip back to chapter 7. The same Isaiah chapter 7. Let's read verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And so you can see all these already spoken of concerning Jesus, the Son of God. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And so they knew that the Messiah to come is with the glory of God. He is the Son of God. They knew, according as it is written, that he is God the Son. Please let's turn back to Matthew chapter 9. And so they cried unto God who performs all things for them. You and I have to learn to take his words back to him. We have to learn to search the scriptures and speak the words of faith to our God. Even when we're praising him, it should be the word of God. We believe. even when we are thanking him, the words of himself. When we are praying, the words of himself. It is very important for us to understand how to fellowship with our Jesus, who is always with us and who is always in our midst. Matthew chapter 9 verse 27 again says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And so you can see they came before him, just as we are before him. Just as when we are at home, we are praying to him, or when we have troubles in our lives, we have to cry unto him who performs all things for us. He gave us his name. We have to know the person of the name Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the one who has been doing things right from Genesis to Revelations. We have to know him according as he is written. And when we know and believe that he does according as it is written of him, we will be able to, by faith, make request, fellowship with him, meet with him. Our hearts will speak words of faith by faith unto him. Verse 28 says, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? See a key. They that come unto him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, the favor, what you want him to do, is the reward. It is the reward. So we also have to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, the request we make of him according to his word, we have to believe that he does them. And so, believe ye that I am able to do this, see a key. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. They said unto him, yea, Lord, we believe you are able to open our eyes. In short, yeah, Lord. And so as we come before him, if we are studying the Bible, faith will flow. There will be that belief in our heart that no matter this trouble I'm in, Jesus is able to do it. Verse 29 says, then taught he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knoweth it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. But see a key. Faith. Faith, based on everything, according as he is written, they believed. Now remember the story of Simon Peter. They had toiled all night. They have used all their energy, all what they knew about fishing. They had done all things. And it's the same thing too with us in this life. We will try all our best. We will do all we can do. We will use all the connections. We will do everything. Nothing doing. The thing is not changing. We're still faced with a bad situation. But look at Simon Peter. When the Lord Jesus said, "Let down the net," what did he say? He said, "We've done all we can do. There's nothing we can do to change this. But nevertheless, at thy word." At thy word. Only Jesus can help. And so we have to understand. Things may be contrary to us. That thing may be going from bad to worst. But we have to understand that it is the word of Jesus. Believe on Jesus according as he is written. Remember Simon Peter, while he was in the boat, he heard the Lord Jesus' sermon. Jesus used his boat to preach. And so he heard the words too. And it's the same thing too. You cannot get to that faith level. You cannot believe Jesus absolutely unless you keep looking into the words of Jesus according as he is written. You have to be preparing your heart. You have to be growing in faith. You have to grow in the knowledge of him and what he does and believe. Please let's open to Galatians chapter 5 in closing. Thank you, Jesus. All this will help us to fellowship with him and to receive from him even in the congregation of the saints as we are all hazard and even at home. Please let's read Galatians chapter 5 verses 5 to 6. Is verse 6 we're going, but let's take it from verse 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. And so we have to understand these basic things. We see how those who sought him out, those who came before him, similar to as we are all gathered here before Christ, they sought him according as it is written. They believed and they spoke the very words that they believed unto him. If you look at the account of the centurion who came to Jesus for his servant who was sick, he said, "Don't come to my home," when the Lord Jesus wanted to follow him home. He said, "Speak your word, and I know my servant shall be made whole." Do you know that he was speaking based on Psalm 107 verse 20? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And our Lord Jesus said, I've not found such a great faith. In the whole of Israel, except from this Roman, this centurion. Because he believed Psalm 107, verse 20. And the woman with the issue of blood believed Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. If I only touch the hem of his garment. Abraham received Lot, his nephew, back from Sodom and Gomorrah because he believed the Lord God is a righteous God. He made intercession based on, you are a righteous God. Will you allow the wicked to the righteous to be consumed with the wicked? Based on what he knew. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. We have to understand that. And so in coming before our Lord Jesus, let us understand we have to keep searching, preparing our hearts. Come with a heart of faith. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. We will continue with that by God's grace. Let's thank him for the word we've shared. Lord, we thank you, Lord of glory. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord, to keep looking to you for help in every situation of life. And we thank you, Lord, that as you are here in our midst, we will speak the words that we have brought before you by faith today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you are God who heareth and answereth prayers. Son of God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence in our midst. Thank you for your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have come unto you who sits on your throne of grace. Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you. As we make all our requests before you, thank you that you are God who heareth and answereth prayers. And so, please let's make our request before him. Everything we have been struggling with, let's learn to lay them before him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every member of this church in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence in every home, helping everyone in the name of Jesus. All the students, all the children, the grandchildren, all the spouses, wherever they are, Lord, we commit every one of us into your hands, Lord Jesus. We know you said you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, you will never fail us. Lord of glory, our request is, Lord, we know that in line with your word, you will never fail any household in this church in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know the needs of every household, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural provision. we do not lack any good thing. None of us lack, no household lack any good thing in this church in the name of Jesus. For our God has supplied all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory. Even all those that come during the week, Lord of glory, we also lift them up before your holy throne. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, great I am that I am. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.